Good morning. Today, Mirtz Hashem will be the last year on this topic of Sugya of Shomer Sachar. Just to very briefly summarize what we discussed at the end of last week, there was a little bit of confusion about the different cases. If you hire a person, a Shomer, to watch an item, you have a Shomer Sachar. He watches the item faithfully. He does what is mutal on him. But nevertheless, an oinus occurs, something happens beyond his control, the item is lost. So we learned last week, the shomer is entitled to be paid for his work. He watched the item, he did what he was supposed to do. The fact that there was an oinus, it was beyond his control, that's not his fault, and he still gets paid for the actual time that he watched it. Now, the Nesivos points out that if you hired him to watch it for a month, and after 2 weeks the oinus happens, so certainly you only pay him for the 2 weeks, the actual work that he did. But the work that he did, even though the owner has no benefit from it, still he would be obligated to pay. The Nesivos also differentiates between the type of oinus. If, lightning strikes, the item is destroyed because of an oinus to the item, that is where this halacha applies. The shomer has to be paid. On the other hand, if the shomer gets sick in a way where he has an oinus haguf, he is unable to fulfill his obligations, even though it's not his fault, it was an oinus, we can't blame him, but whenever you hire a worker, if he is nenas, so then if the owner does not benefit from the work that you did until this point, then you cannot demand payment. So in this case, although the shomer watched it for the first 2 weeks, then he had an oinus haguf, he got sick, he wasn't able to guard it, and it disappeared. Since the owner has no benefit from this relationship, even though it's not the shomer's fault, there the owner would not have to pay. Now, that being said, that's a case of an oinus. The shomer did what he was supposed to do. It got lost anyway. He gets paid. Ma'aseh ein kein, if you have a shomer, he has a chiyuv to watch it. He doesn't watch it. But for a technicality, he's not chayiv to pay. It's ba'al levimai. We'll discuss what that means in a few moments. But he's off the hook. Nevertheless, since the bottom line is he didn't do what he was hired to do, you don't have to pay. So while he doesn't have to pay for the damage, because it's ba'al levimai, because there's a p'tur, but that you don't have to pay him for his work either, because he did not do his work correctly. Now, the last case was, if you hire a shomer, he watches it, and it gets stolen. A shomer sachar, as we learned, is chayiv and geneva v'aveda. So in that case, the halacha is when he pays for the item, he can deduct the amount that you owe him for his work. Because although technically speaking, perhaps you didn't do your job right, and that's why it got stolen, that's why it got lost. But still, since his whole obligation to you, his responsibility to you, is because he was hired. It's in exchange for the payment, he accepted liability for the item. So when things blow up, when you're collecting and making him make good on this liability, he can deduct the amount that he was entitled to get paid for this liability. So in that case, the Chazon Ish explains that you would deduct the value that he was supposed to get paid before he pays for the item. Now these are all cases where you hired someone to watch the item. And he was negligent, something happened. In contrast, the Tzoyis, the Beis David, and the Nesivos talk about a slightly different case. What happens if you hire a craftsman to work on something for you? You bring a suit to the cleaners, you have a piece of furniture, someone's fixing it. Now in that case, what are you paying him for? You're paying him to do a job. You're paying him to fix the clothing, you're paying him to work on this piece of furniture. Now, when you hire someone to do a job, they're usually a shomer sachar. They're watching the item. It's in their possession. They're getting paid for this relationship. And therefore, they will have a din of a shomer sachar. But in this case, are they getting paid for watching it? No. The payment, the amount that you're paying them, is for the actual services, for the work that they're doing. So in this case, it's not so clear. The Tzoyis says, perhaps the person, even if the person fixes the item, and then he does not guard it well, he's negligent, it gets stolen, the person can say, listen, I did the work, you agreed to pay me $1,000 to fix this furniture, I fixed the furniture, you owe me $1,000. Now it's true, I'm supposed to watch it, and I didn't watch it, so that's a din in Hilchos Shomrim. So if I'm potter in Hilchos Shomrim because it's ba'al levimai for whatever, any technicality, still I can send you a bill for the work that I did. And the Ktsayis is Mesopik, and again, there are some Akhroim that say, Enochanami. That in this case, if for whatever reason, as a Shomer, you're Potter, since you perform the work, you're entitled to bill him for the services, the owner will pay you, even though the item is gone. The Nesivas argues. And the Nesivas says that you can't break up the two things. And what are we saying now? We're saying there are two separate things going on. On one hand, you hired him to do work. He did the work, he gets paid. On the other hand, a second relationship here is that when you're working on something, you become a shomer. And the Beis David splits the two things. He says, even though you didn't do your job as a shomer, since you're not getting paid as a shomer, the fact that you didn't watch it doesn't take away from his obligation to pay you for your work. The Nesivas says nothing to it. When you hire someone to work on something, when is he entitled to get paid? So, what? Oh, Zav the Nesivas. The job is not completed until he gives it back. Even though he fixed the furniture, he cleaned the suit, he did whatever you hired him to do, the job is not over yet. The job is only done when he actually returns it to you. Therefore, Zav the Nesivas, even though, if you want to know how much he's getting paid, the payment is clearly for the work that's being done, and the work was done, since it didn't get returned to the owner, so he didn't finish the job, and therefore the Nesiva says in such a case, the owner would not have to pay at all. Now, if anyone remembers from about 4 years ago, the first series of shiurim that we gave in this program was on the sugya of Baal Talin. And as we learned that when you hire a worker, you have to, as a mitzvah of the Yom HaKitin Tzcharet, you have to pay him at the day the job is completed. And as we learned that there's a difference between, there are different kinds of workers. When you hire a salaried employee, so when he finishes the job, so you have to pay him that day or that night for the mitzvah of Yom HaTitin Tzcharet. Ma'ashenkin was a kavlan, when you hire a contractor, you give him a suit, you give him something to fix, there we learned that Yom HaTitin Tzcharet kicks in only when he actually returns the item to the owner. And one of the pshatim that we said was this nesivus. When you have a contractor, when you give him something to work on, so when he completing the job is not considered completed until he finishes and actually returns it to the owner. That's why B'yom HaTitin Tzcharet kicks in when he actually gets the item. And for the very same reason, even though he finished his work, if he did not return it to the owner yet, there the chiyuv to pay would not begin according to the Nesivas.
Is it
there is a discussion. What many Achroinim over there say, even if it's done, you let him know that it's ready, you know, it's ready, you can come pick it up. In Baal Tolan, it will probably not apply. The Bir Halacha actually says, he has a case where a worker finishes his job Erev Shabbos, and the boss doesn't have enough money to pay him and to buy food for Shabbos. So he says, a way to avoid Baal Tolan is just don't accept delivery. Tell him that you don't want it now, you'll pick it up on Sunday. And he says, therefore, Baal Tolan will not apply. As Yarach Lishalchan argues, he says, once the worker is ready to return it, he says, Baal Tolan would kick in. Now, in our halachas, there is, in Simen Shinvav, which we'll get to, there is a halacha that if the uman says, I finished the job, come take it, I don't want to watch it anymore, he's no longer a shomer. So if anything happens afterwards, once he's no longer a shomer, then you'd have to pay him for his work.
Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, then obviously what you're paying him as a coupon is very much tied into the fact that he's a shomer, because he wouldn't be a shomer sachar.
Okay, it's a machlokes achroinim, what the reason why an uman is a shomer sachar. And that's really a sugyu in Simen Shinvav. One pshad is because it's tough as a igre, because you owe him, you have to pay him. And he has collateral, he has leverage because he's holding on to the item that he fixed. The fact that he has leverage, he's benefiting from holding on to the item, that's one reason why he's a shomer sachar. The other reason is the fact that you hired him. You know, it's even though the going rate to fix this item is $1,000, the fact that you chose him, that's a hana, maybe a tevas hana, but that's a hana worth a prutza, and that itself will give you a din of a shomer sachar. But that being said, the amount that you're paying is the amount that you'd pay even if you didn't watch it. You're not paying him extra. The pshat is not that, you know, some financial guru figured out the work is worth $975 and $25 for the kri of shmira. The amount that you're paying him if he did it in your house without any chiyuvim would be the same amount. But the very fact that you hired him means he's getting a benefit. Not extra dollars, but the fact that he has a job. The job is the hanah, not the extra payments for watching.
Is that not true that a woman doesn't take into account liability for responsibility? Pay insurance premium.
Okay. If they're paying extra, if he's paying extra for the liability or to be a shomer, then you can make him do a shomer sakar for that. But if the case is that if he came to your house, or if the job was in your house, it would have the same liability, or it would be the same amount of pay, then he's not getting paid extra for the shmira, and he'd only be a shomer sakar based on these kinds of reasons, either the fact that he has collateral, or the fact that he actually has a job. Okay, so now let's begin the sugya in Simin Shinhei, and just to introduce the sugya there, we'll start with the following scenario. A person was opening a business. So he took in a partner, he ordered a lot of merchandise, rented a storefront, did some renovations. And when the time came for him to actually open the store, he was having a grand opening sale. So he had all of his merchandise in one place, he needed to transport it and bring it into the store to set up for the grand opening. There was a lot of merchandise to carry, so he started schlepping some boxes, his partner schlepped some boxes. It was Ben Azmanim, so he pulled his son in, put him to work schlepping some boxes. His wife joined the fun, and they still needed additional help. They had to hire someone to help schlep all the boxes in order to open up. They're going, everyone's schlepping boxes, and lo and behold, one after another, everyone starts tripping. Everyone trips. The merchandise is in the boxes are all destroyed. What responsibility does a person have if he falls, box drops, and the merchandise gets destroyed? So to answer this question, we're going to have to deal with a few sugyas. The first question is that, as we've explained at length, a shomer chinam is only responsible if he's negligent. Pshia, negligence. A shomer sachar, who's getting paid to watch, has a higher level of responsibility. If it's Gnei V'Aveda, even without negligence, unless it's an Oynas Gomer, he's responsible to pay. What is tripping? What is falling? Now, certainly no one falls on purpose. The person who falls gets hurt. Certainly something he doesn't want to do. On the other hand, when people fall, it doesn't happen that often. It's very often that they're distracted. They're texting. They're not paying such attention to where they're going. So how are we magdir it? Is falling considered an oinus, or is it considered a pshi? So the Gemara Bava Metzia declares the shayla. It's a machlokes in the Mishnah. La halacha, we hold that niska lav peshe. Tripping is a normal thing to do, or it does not prove negligence, and therefore it's not a pshia. If someone is a shomer chinam, he is not responsible for falling. It's not his fault. Now the Torah says it depends on the case. He says it depends. If you're walking up the steps, there's a rock sticking out and you trip. He says there it's not a pshia. However, it's a perfectly flat ground, it's level, and you just trip for no reason. There the Torah suggests that in that case, it means you weren't paying attention. People don't just trip for no good reason. And the Torah paskins that case would be considered a pshia. Now in Shulchan Aruch and most Rishonim argue, and the halacha, you're not going to be able to make him pay, even if it's flat ground, we pass niska lav peshe'ahu. Now, going back to our case. So, your son was helping you out. Presumably, you were not paying your son. He was doing it as a volunteer. A volunteer is a shomer chinam. A shomer chinam is only liable if he was negligent. So in this case, since he fell, niska lav peshe'ahu, it's not negligent, your son would not be responsible for the damage that he caused. Now, one important exception is that this is presuming he was responsible with the load that he was carrying. He was carrying a normal amount of boxes. However, if he was in a rush to get somewhere, he decided to show off a little bit, piled up 3-4 boxes, and it was too heavy for him. So in that case, if he trips, if he falls, if he drops it, there that would be considered negligence because you have no business carrying more than the normal load, more than you can handle. And if you do it, even though you're doing it perhaps to help out, you want to get the job done quicker, but that's considered negligence and even a Shomer Chinom would be responsible to pay. So this is as far as your son is concerned. Because he's not getting paid, he's a Shomer Chinom, he's only responsible for negligence, falling is not considered negligent. What about the hired help? The hired help is getting paid. He's getting paid to schlep things for you. If he's getting paid, he has a din of a Shomer Secher. Now, although we pass in Niska Lav Pesheya, tripping is not considered negligence, it's certainly not an Oynas Gomer, something that could be avoided. And therefore, Me'ikar Hadin, if you hire a worker and he falls while he's schlepping something, he's chayiv to pay. Shomer Secher, Gnev Aveda, and he is mechuyiv to pay. Now, that being said, the Gemara says there's when you hire someone to schlep things, there is a special takan. That although he's a Shomer Secher and should be liable, because people that schlep things, it's very difficult work. It's a very difficult work. It does not get paid very well. The people who do it are generally aniyim. And it's difficult work that the people schlepping are aniyim, and they're usually carrying things that are worth a multiple of their pay. Chazal said that if we would go with the regular halacha, if we would make the person pay for any damage that he caused, people would not take the job. You would not be able to find someone to schlep for you. Therefore, Chazal said that in such a case, the worker is patur. Special takana, even though he's getting paid, even though he's a Shomer Secher, if he drops something, if it breaks, he is not going to be responsible. Now, this takana is only when the person trips, when something where he is not negligent. If he's negligent, then there's no takana. Chazal don't have to go ahead and protect workers that are negligent. The point is, if he's not negligent, it's just this level of gneva aveda, he trips. So even though al-pidin, he's responsible because he gets paid, there's a special takana that you're off the hook. Now, this takana is only by someone who's schlepping things, someone who's carrying things, because it's difficult work that's generally done by aniyim. By other workers, if you hire someone to do a job for you, this takana does not apply. And when you hire someone, they generally have a din of a Shomer Secher. And if anything happens to the item, unless it's an Oynas Gomer, generally the worker will be responsible to pay. Now, although al-pidin, if a worker does a job for you and something happens, he is responsible. He has to pay for the damage. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that al-tlifnim ashuras hadin, you should not make him pay. The worker was trying; he was working for you. He was trying to help out. The workers generally were not very wealthy. And lifnim mishuras adin, even though it doesn't qualify for this takana, even though technically, if you want to make him pay, you could make him pay. But if the person, unless he was reckless with the item, you should not be strict with an employee, and you should be mevater. The Gemara adds even a bigger chumrah, that if you have an employee, he works for you, he trips, he breaks something. So even though al-pidin, he's responsible for the damage. So number one, you shouldn't make him pay with nimishur zadin. And not only that, but if the worker is an ani, you should even pay him his wages. So think about it. What did he do for you? Nothing. He broke your goods. But since he spent time trying to help you out, he tried his best. There, lifnimishur asadin, if the worker is an ani, you should pay him, you should not only not bill him, but you should even pay him his wages for the time that he spent trying to help you out. So, going back to our case, we said your son that was schlepping the boxes is pater because he's a Shomer Chinom. The hired help that was schlepping the boxes, Me'ikar Hadin, is a Shomer Secher and is responsible to pay. Nevertheless, there's a special takana. People were schlepping boxes because it's difficult and low-paying work. Chazal said that they're pater. Unless there was real negligence, they would not have to pay. What about your wife? Your wife is also carrying boxes. So do you have the right to say, pay me for the damage that you caused? May not be a wise idea, but what is the halacha if the person is teveya? So there's a discussion in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi declares, when a woman is working, and she's working in the house, she's cooking something, she's baking, she's working in the clay with clay habayis, what is her status? Is she considered a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar? So when your wife is working in the house, is she considered a volunteer? Or is she getting paid? Now, you're certainly not paying her a certain amount per hour. But she's doing the work. It's part of a relationship. There's a chiyuv ksuba. So Yerushalmi says it's mistavra. A lady has the din of a shomer sachar. It's not just a volunteer. She's not just doing it out of the goodness of her heart. There's it's a mutually beneficial relationship, hopefully. And therefore, she has the status of a shomer sachar. And as a shomer sachar, therefore, she's responsible for Gnei Vaveda. No. If your child goes ahead and is mazik something, that's his obligation. Your partner can go after your child.
Right.
But if the same thing is true, if your wife would go ahead and be mazik something, so then whoever the nizik has a claim against your wife. It's not a claim against you. There's no your. So the Yerushalmi says that al pisvara a lady should have a din of a shomer sachar. And if anything breaks, if anything gets stolen, anything which is under her control, there she should have a chiyuv to pay. The Yerushalmi then continues and says, although Mikra HaDin, this is true, nevertheless, Chazal came along and said that she's off the hook. And the reason for that is that if not, you would have very serious Shalom Bayis problems. And in order to avoid the Shalom Bayis problems, Chazal said, the lady, even though she has a din of a Shomer Sachar, does not have to pay. Now, the Yerushalmi does not explain what the Shalom Bayis issues would be. What problems is this going to cause? So if you look at the Rambam has a has a tremendous chiddush. So like the Rambam, I'm going to read the lashon inside. He says that isha shavro kelim beish asa malachdeha b'seichab beisa. So the Rambam adds a very important point. The Rambam says the case is the wife broke kelim while she was working in the house. She was baking a cake for the husband and she broke something. Now, the Yerushalmi doesn't say this. Yerushalmi just says that on anything in the house, she has a din of a shomer sachar, she's potter because of this takana. The Rambam says it's only talking about where something broke while she was doing malacha for the husband. Zog the Rambam, putura, she's potter, she has no liability. Ve'ein zeh min hadin, this is not me'ikir hadin, elo takana. It's a takana. Shem eina to oimer kein, if you make the lady pay, Ein shalom b'seich habayis l'olam. There will never be shalom bayis. Why? Elo nimtzin is heres v'nimnas me roiv ha'malochos. The nimtzin is k'dot b'nehem. Zok the Rambam. If whenever your wife was doing something for you, she has liability. And if anything happens, you would send her a bill. So what would happen? She would say, what do I need this for? I don't have to do anything anymore. When she stops doing the malacha, zok the Rambam, that's going to cause a fight. The husband is going to say, you should be baking cakes, you should be doing the malacha. She's going to say, nothing doing. If you're going to hold me responsible, I don't want to do it. And that is the Shalom Bayis concern. So the Rambam learns that the Shalom Bayis is not the fact that she'll be liable. The fact that she's liable for something that happens outside of her malacha, that doesn't apply in Adrabah. If this happens outside of her malacha, according to the Rambam, you can send her a bill. It's only when she's busy doing malacha for the husband, if you're going to give her a bill for what happens then, there the Rambam says there will be no shalom bayis, and that's why Chazal went ahead and said that you're potter. Now the Achroinim and the Mefarshim and Shulchan Aruch point out that the Yerushalmi is not mashma like this. The Yerushalmi is mashma across the board that she's always potter shalom bayis. It's nothing to do whether she's doing malacha or not. So again, halacha, it's not very clear, but at least in Shulchan Aruch, the Nois Kalim seem to say that she'd be potter regardless. What was the Rambam's hechrach? Why did the Rambam learn that the case is only while she's doing malacha? So Vnei Ahuva has a very nice pshat. He said, let's take a step back for a moment. And it's really a kash on our whole discussion today. We're discussing a case in the beginning. Someone was schlepping a box. He tripped, he fell, he dropped the box. He dropped it, the thing smashed. So we're discussing, are you a shomer chinam or are you a shomer sachar? Wait a second. The difference between a Shomer Kinyan and a Shomer Sachar is if you're watching something, you're supposed to guard it. You don't guard it, it gets stolen, so a Shomer is responsible. The case of the Rambam, or someone who's schlepping something, if you drop something, is that a din of Shomer? L'chay or not. If you take an item and you break it, that's Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik, Adam Mu'ur La'ilam. You're responsible no matter what. So what's this whole discussion? The lady is using an item and it breaks. What's the discussion? She has a din of Shomer Chinam, she has a din of Shomer Sachar. L'chay, it's Adam HaMazik. She broke something, she dropped something. She's responsible as an Adam, Adam Mu'ur La'ilam. So what's the Yerushalmi discussing? Whether you have a Shomer, what kind of Shomer you are? We shouldn't be talking about Shomer. We should be talking about the sugya of Mazik. So Machin Ephraim answers that there's a yisayid which we've discussed a number of times. Many Rishayim say that the din of Adam HaMazik is if you take a brick, you smash someone's window. You're a Mazik. Now, even if you do it by mistake, the person stands up, there was a rock sitting on his lap, and so he forgot about it and smashed something. So also, that's Adam HaMazik. We can talk about it. Adam Mu'ur La'ilam, it is an oinus, it isn't an oinus. That's the parasha of Adam HaMazik. However, the Ramban holds that if I hire you to do something, you're supposed to be working on, you have a craftsman. He's supposed to be fixing the item. He's banging with his hammer, and he bangs the wrong way and it breaks. Zok the Ramban, that's not the sugi of Adam HaMazik. He's supposed to be banging it with his hand with the hammer. There, because he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, just his hand slipped, he did something a little bit wrong. There's no din of Adam HaMazik. What he did was Birshus. And for that case, when you're supposed to be busy with the item, supposed to be banging it, and something goes wrong, there it's not a sugya of a mazik, it's just a sugya of Shomer. With this, we can understand the Rambam. This halacha, the Yerushalmi is discussing why the lady has a din of Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar. If she wasn't busy doing something for the husband, using this for benefit, then we would have to deal with the sugya, Adam HaMazik or not Adam HaMazik. A lady that gets angry and takes an axe and starts smashing windows has to pay. So in the sugya of Adam HaMazik, the Rambam holds there's no takana. It's only when she is doing things around the house, which she's supposed to be doing, this is the malacha, this is what she's supposed to be doing for the husband, something goes wrong and it breaks. So there we have a sugya of Shomrim. And the sugya of Shomrim, the Rambam holds, we have a takana, we have Shalom Bayis, that she's going to be off the hook. This is all the Shitas Rambam. This is the Shita Zerama. The Ravid argues. Zag the Ravid. Because of a Ravid. Loi min Hashem huzeh. The reason why a lady does not have to pay has nothing to do with a special takana, nothing to do with Shalom Bayis. Elo b'nei shehi p'shio, or it's shmira b'baylim. Shu sachu lo b'chol shal akan l'shayim. Zag the Ravid. We know there's a halacha of shmira b'baylim. There's a special gzeiras hakasev. That if you're a shomer, you're watching something, or you're a shoyo, you borrow something. So you have certain obligations. What happens if you borrow something from your employee? You have a boss, he borrows something from one of his workers. So halacha is, when it's imay b'malachta, if at the time that you borrow the item, the owner is working for you, he's on the job and the boss borrows something from you, there's a gzeres akosov by imay b'malachta, there are no chiyuvei shmir. So if your boss ever wants to borrow something from you, you should realize if it's during work hours, if it's while you're working for him, if anything happens to the item, he will have no liability, even for pshia. There's a cause of pshia b'bayim. Zakhar Ravid, what are we talking about over here? The woman had some kelim that belonged to the husband. She was doing whatever she was doing, and they broke. The husband comes and says, "You're a shomer sachar. I want you to pay." Zok the Ravid, you can turn back, it's true, I'm a Shomer Sachar. I'm watching the item, I get paid. But a husband has a Sheba to his wife. Which means at the moment that I took this Keli, when I took this thing to watch it, to be busy with it, you were Meshubit to me also. It's Baal of Imai. Since the husband has a Sheba to his wife, it was Imai b'malati at the time that this relationship began, Zok the Ravid, she's never going to be Chayiv. It'll be because the husband's meshuvah to her, and therefore she's going to be off the hook. You don't need any takanos, you don't need any issues of shalom bayis. The very fact that it's imay b'malachta is enough for her to be potter. Now, so going back to our case, where the wife was schlepping the box for you. So even though she's, so first of all, manushak, if she's getting paid, we have a takana that someone gets paid is potter. But even if she's a volunteer, we said that she'd be chayiv. Volunteer, we said it's not considered a pshia, she'd be off the hook. Even in a case where she was pshia, where she carried too much, or according to the Torah, she tripped in a level place. But even when she's pshia, where Hashem Rechina would be responsible, but over here, the Rambam would say she's potter because of this issue of shalom bayis. And the Raivu would say that she's potter because it's imay b'malachtoi. Because the husband has shibutim to the wife, therefore she never has any chiyuve shmir. So far you're 0 for 3. Three of the boxes you're not going to recover payment for. What about your partner? Partner broke the box, so you're 50-50 partners. Does he have to reimburse you for your share of the merchandise? So this seems to be a halacha mufreshes, which we'll see by the time we finish it, it's not so nageya. But there's halacha mufreshes that a partner is a shomer sacher. When you have partners, this relationship is a mutually beneficial relationship. They're each meshubit to each other. They're each work for each other. They're not doing it as a volunteer. And therefore, whenever you have a partnership, if one is watching goods of that belong to the partnership, they have a status of a shomer sacher. If they have a din of a shomer sacher, they're responsible for gneiva v'aveda. Now, the p'tur that we discussed before, that if you hire someone to schlep things, you're off the hook, that's only when the person's job, he is a schlepper. So when you hire someone to schlep things, that's his job, because it's a low-paying job that's generally done by aniyim. So Chazal said that you're potter. Ma'ashenkein, if you have someone who that's not his job, he's hired to do something, he's your partner. He's busy selling, and he's an equity owner in this business. The fact that the damage happened while he was carrying something, doesn't Chazal never pottered him? It's only for people that is their entire job. But in this case, where he's your partner and just he happens to be carrying things right now, he would have the din of a shomer sacher. Shomer sacher means that if he trips, if he falls, he should be liable to pay. Now, that being said, that although there's a halacha mufreshes that a partner has a din of shomer sacher, there are a few things we have to deal with. The first is that although a partner is a shomer sacher, that means that if he's working for you, he's not a volunteer, he's getting paid, you're doing things in exchange for him. But wait a second. If he's working for you, and at the same time you're working for him, now we have bala v'imay. Because the owner is working for the other person. So the halacha is, if you have partners, if they both start working at the same time, even though technically they have a din of a shomer sacher, since they each started working at the same time, it'll be imay b'malachtoi, and even though they're shomer sacher, they would be potter, even on negligence, because bala v'imay is a p'tur. So the only time this halacha of being a shomer sacher is negeya is when you become partners, but you make up one partner is going to work first. So now that he starts working, he is a shomer sacher because tomorrow the other partner is going to have to make up for it. But since right now, or at least in the beginning, this partner is working on his own, if anything happens, he has liability. There's no ball of imoy because the second partner has not started working yet. So therefore, in each case, whenever you're dealing with partners and you want to be mechayev them as a shomer sacher, you have to determine whether they both started working at the same time, in which case there will be a p'tur of ball of imoy. The second halacha is, at least according to the Shita of the Rambam, that the din of shomer sacher is when you have two partners. The partners realize someone has to watch these items. So they make up. Either I'll watch half, you'll watch half, or I'll watch it today, you'll watch it tomorrow. They have a heskim. They agree, I'm going to watch it, that's my contribution to the partnership, and you'll make up for it a different time. In that case, you have a din of shomer sacher. However, Zav Rama, what happens if you have a partnership? The items belong in the store, no one's watching it. One day you realize you're closing up shop, you realize it's not secure. On your own, you go ahead and you bring the item home to watch it. Zok the Ramon, in such a case, where you didn't lehed your make up, I'm going to watch it, this is my responsibility. The Ramon says, in that case, you have a din of Shomer Chinam. Shomer Chinam. Shomer Sacher is only when we make up, this is what I am going to do as my responsibility of the partnership. But if you just do it on your own, you take it home, you watch it, the Ramav has since you're a Shomer Chinam. The Shach actually argues and says you're not even a Shomer at all. He says you're not a Shomer because Shmiri says it's only when there's some sort of obligation, there's an agreement to watch it, if you do it on your own. He says you're basically, you're watching your item, you know, your partner's thing is just because you can't cut it in half, so you're watching your partner's item. But you're not, don't intend to be makabel any chiyuvei Shmiri. Therefore, according to the Ramah, unless they lehed you make up, I'm going to carry half the boxes, you're going to carry the other half. According to the Ramah, at best you'd be a Shomer Chinam, who is going to be off the hook regardless. Because since there was never an upmach, you just did it on your own, you would only have the din of a Shomer Chinam. Okay, it depends on the case. Okay, now it depends on the case. But this actually brings us to a third case, and this is less clear. But Machan Ephraim, the Nesivus, at least in one place says it, in another place he's mashmanah like this. But what they say, but what these Achroinim say is as follows: what happens if you have merchandise in a store, and both partners are there, they're watching it. Now, one partner, for some reason, has no chiyuvei shmirah. Either Balavimoy or the Taz's case, he's a cut. Someone comes in and steals merchandise from the store. So what's the halacha there? So you say, we're both watching it. That means we both have a chiyuvei shmirah. Now, the first shotev has to pay the second shotev for his share. The second shotev can say, I'm potter, it's Balavimoy. So the Machan Ephraim and the Nesiv has nothing to do. If it's merchandise is in the store, and we have two partners standing there, the pshat is not that I'm a shomer on half and you're a shomer on half. Pshat is if we're both there working together, neither of us is becoming a shomer. We're both in the store, we're both trying to sell it, but I'm not mekabel shmir on yours, you're not mekabel shmir on mine. It's only when they make up, I'm going to take care of the store, you go on vacation, and next week we'll switch. Then they're making up. This week, I'm responsible. I'm a shomer. Or in the other case, if they make up, I'm going to bring it home at night. So when I take it home, I'm becoming your shomer, and we can discuss shomer chinam, shomer sachar, bal levimai. But if it's in a store where and both of them are there, there the Machan Ephraim and the Taz say that no one's accepting any shmirah to the other. They're just regular shutvim that are doing their business. And in that case, they say the bechlal will not have any of the dine shmirah whatsoever. So it'll come.
Why are we making a call to Homer the borrower?
That's certainly true. And when it's Baal Avimai, he's off the hook. Our discussion is, when do we call it Baal Avimai? And when are you a Shomer? But you're correct. If the owner is with the Shomer at the time he becomes a Shomer, then he's Potter. And that's why two partners, they start at the same time, neither is responsible to the other, because although in theory they're a Shomer Sacher, because they're each getting paid to watch it, but since each one is working for the next, they're going to be Potter. So this leads us to a Maisa Shehoya that the Taz deals with. A person gave an item to a merchant to sell on consignment. He had a store, he gave it to him, you sell it, and I'll pay you a commission. Now the store owner needed to step out one day, middle of the day, needed to step out for a few moments. So at least his claim was, the owner was nearby, he told the owner, do me a favor, come watch the store for me, I'll be back in an hour, and then I'll take over. Comes back an hour later, merchandise is all gone. So the owner tells this shomer, I hire you to watch the goods. I was paying you a commission to sell it. You're a shomer. You're a shomer sacher. The item got stolen, so you have to pay. The shomer said, wait a second. It's true I was a shomer sacher, but I needed to leave. I told you, please watch the goods for the next hour, and you agreed to. At that point, you took over responsibility, and if it gets stolen, what do you want from me? Now, the owner denied it. The owner said, Lahadam, I never agreed, you never asked me, this whole story is baloney. So the shomer says, listen, you're admitting you didn't watch it, because you're saying I never asked you. Now, it's true I don't have proof that I asked you, but I'm the muchzik. You want to make me pay. You have to prove that the story didn't happen. And therefore, according to my story, you took over responsibility. You agreed to watch it. I don't have to pay. Zok the Taz. Yeah, so Afal Pekin, if he has the right, if he has the ability to sell it, and he will make money if he sells it, he has a dinim of Shomer Sacher. Well, it got stolen. At the end, he didn't, but the fact that he has... fact that he has the ability to sell it makes him into a Shomer Sacher. Yes. So what's the halach? Zuck the Taz like this. Zuck the Taz, that even according to the Shomer has to pay. Because even according to his story, he has to pay. Why? Because the shomer was a shomer sacher. He gave it to the owner. The owner is now a shomer chinam, right? He didn't pay the owner to watch it. What's his taina? His taina is that you were negligent, and therefore I don't have to pay. Zakta Taz, no. Because you were a shomer, you then hired, or you asked the owner to watch it for you. At the time the owner was watching it for you, you were working for him. Because you were his shomer sacher. Zok the Taz, it's Baal Avimai. So this is a very unusual case of Baal Avimai, because the shomer was really the owner. But in this case, the owner had given it to the storekeeper, who was a shomer sacher. Now, as far as these chiyuvim are concerned, we look at the storekeeper as the shomer, since he is working. Since the owner of the item who agreed to watch it, even though he became a shomer chinam. Since the storekeeper was a shomer sacher for him at the same time, you have a ptur of Baal Avimai. Zok the Taz, so what'll come out? It'll come out even though the owner was negligent. So when the shomer sacher tells the owner, I want you to pay, you were negligent, he'll say, no, it was Baal Avimai, I'm off the hook. But now that he's off the hook, he turns around to the shomer sacher and says, now you have to pay me. Because I pay you to watch it. You gave it to a shomer who was off the hook, happens to be me, but you didn't do your job, or you have your responsibility didn't go away. And therefore, Zok the Taz, in this case, even according to the Shomer's story, still he would have to pay.
Why is he a Shomer? Why is the Shomer suffering at all during
that? Oh, it's like this. So the Nesivus argues. The Nesivus says two things. He says, first of all, it's not Baal. Baal of Imai means the owner of the item is working for the Shomer. In this case, it's true the Shomer Sacher is working for the Baal, and the Shomer Sacher is the one that gave it to the Shomer Chinam, but it's not his. If it's not his, then the Nesivus says, you cannot have the Ptur of a Shomer Sacher. And then the Nesivus says another point. Zok the Nesivus, that you hired, the owner hired the Shomer Sacher. He has to watch it. When the Shomer Sacher gives it over to a Shomer Chinam, does he still have to watch it? No, the way he's doing his shmirah is giving it to a shomer chinam. Now he doesn't have to do anything. Now it's true he retains liability. Let's say the person watches it, but it gets stolen. Shomer chinam says, I'm patur on geneva aveda. The shomer sacher is asked to pay. But liability is not enough for Baal Avimai. Baal Avimai needs that you do actual work for the person. Zok the Nesivus, once you have a shomer chinam that's watching it, so the work, the actions that you have to take to guard it, that's taken care of already. Since at this point you're not doing any pu'ula, you don't have to do any action, any shmira. Therefore, Zok the Nesivus, there would be no din of Baal Avimai. And since there's no din of Baal Avimai, if the owner was pesheya, he would have to pay the shomer sacher, who would then have to pay the shomer, give it back to the owner. So the storekeeper would be off the hook. Now the truth is, this svara yesh ladan. Because we've discussed before, a shomer sacher, we know a shomer chinam has to do a certain minimal level of shmir. A shomer sacher, some Yerushalayim said, has to be yoyish diyuv mishamer. You have a chiyuv to sit there the whole time and guard it. That's more than a shomer chinam. Now, if that's true, l'chayra, the Nesivus, the Taz is right. Because even when the shomer sacher gives to a shomer chinam, that just means that the shomer chinam will do that minimal level of shmir. That extra level of shmir that the shomer sacher has to do is still his obligation. If it's still his obligation, it should be imay b'malachtoi, and l'chor the Taz should be right. So the Imrei Bina, to explain the Nesivus, says like this. He says that it's true. Maybe a shomer sacher normally has to do more work, and therefore it should be imay b'malachtoi. However, look at the Imrei Bina. You didn't give it to a stranger. You gave it to the owner. Although a shomer sacher normally has to watch it, when you gave it to the owner said, fine, give it to me, I'll watch it for an hour. The owner's saying, go away for an hour, I have it, I'll take care of it. At that point, it's clear that he is releasing you from your chiyuv to be yoshev u'mashamer. You may retain liability, but as far as what you're supposed to be doing right now, it means he's okay with you leaving, he's going to watch it. And therefore, Zakhtim im Rabino, that's why, in this case, you would not have a din of imay b'malachtoi, because the moment the owner accepts it, he's releasing you from your obligation, it's not no ball of imay, and the bailim would end up having a chiyuv to pay, and it would be a wash. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And the truth is, there is a sugya of in the sugya of Ketzer Haloy Oisus Choyer Neparosish Achadero. It's pretty clear that someone who is a soicher does not have necessarily have the Torah of Balavimah.